This morning I've got James King with me of the James King Band. Good morning, James.
Good morning. How you doing?
Very good, thank you. You're playing Sunday, tomorrow, in Skagway at the Presbyterian Church, and then again on Monday, June 6th, at the Red Onion in Skagway. I believe on Sunday you're playing with a flamenco guitar player, and then on Monday you're playing with a belly dancer, Kartika.
Wow.
Sorry.
Monday we're playing with a belly dancer.
You didn't know that, huh?
No.
Well, that should be pretty fun.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Have you ever played in Skagway before?
What is it about? It's not very far from Haines, is it?
As the crow flies, no, it's about 15 minutes. But to drive there is 4.5, or about 6 hours.
Okay. We're looking forward to it. Never been to Skagway. I've been to Haines.
Now, I hear you're a 7-time winner of the Bluegrass Vocalist of the Year. That's pretty impressive.
Well, that's it, That's the Society of the Preservation of Bluegrass Music of America. I've won it 6. I won it 5 times, and they gave me a Master's Award. Now I won it again last year, so if I win it 4 more times, I can't win it again. It's in the traditional field. They have a traditional and a contemporary lead singer. It's a guy by the name of Chuck Stearman that started this organization several years ago, and it sure has promoted bluegrass music across the Midwest. Bluegrass probably never would have been as big as it is right now if it hadn't been for Chuck and his organization making it big in the heartland of our country.
Great. And so where are you based at? Where do you live?
I live in Amelia, Virginia now, but I was raised in Cana, Virginia, about 4 miles north of Mount Airy, North Carolina. But basically, I was a North Carolinian. I had a North Carolina address till I was 25, living in Virginia. That's how close we live to the state line.
I see. And how did you get started playing as a youngster?
My father, Jim King, and my uncle Joe Ed, played fiddle. My daddy played the guitar, sang. And of course, when I was about 8 years old, the Beverly Hillbillies came out, and Flat and Scruggs got hot. I kind of, adapted to bluegrass then. But then when I turned about 15, I listened to the Stanley Brothers for the first time. And then I was bit. The bug bit me. The Stanley bug. I'm a Carter and Ralph fanatic. I love their style of music. Probably wouldn't even be in this business if it hadn't been for Ralph, Ralph helped me a lot. Ralph Stanley's been it's hard, when your mentor and icon becomes your friend, it's kind of hard to handle,
Yeah, I would imagine that'd be pretty potent.
Yeah, we just played his festival the other week. He's really a nice guy, man. He's a genuine article, true icon of bluegrass music, Dr. Ralph Stanley. Played for the Queen the other day,
Holy cow.
Played for the Queen of England.
I was going to say, that'd be the Queen of England then.
Yeah, he played for the Queen of England, sure did.
So how long have you been playing professionally?
About 15 years.
And you've got a few records out too, don't you?
Oh yeah, I've got 5 solo albums on Rounder record label. I have one on Pine, Webco Pinecastle. I'm on a gospel record with Paul Williams. I've got 3 Longview CDs under my belt, and several, I've got two on the Wango record label. I have 2 with Ralph Stanley I'm on, and several other conglomeration things that Ray Davis put out.
Well, that's quite a catalog then.
Yeah, I got several CDs to sell. I've got some songs on Doobie Shea label. I've helped, several artists. I've recorded with several artists, and tried to help them a little bit.
Besides Stanley, who are some of your other favorites in the field?
Oh, Jimmy Martin, Bill Monroe, Flat and Scruggs. Flat and Scruggs was they was the machine. They had the driving force. I'd say they had the best precision, timing, workhorse band as far as nobody could touch them on timing in their day. They had a well-oiled machine like a Mercedes-Benz engine or a Rolls-Royce engine. It was perfect. I love the Osborne Brothers too. I can just mention on. I love all styles of bluegrass, I love the Baltimore crowd, There was Buzz Busby, and there's Walter Hensley, and there's a bunch of folks, Danny Paisley's up in that neck of the woods in Baltimore now, and his 2 sons, Ted Lundy's 2 sons, Bobby and TJ, I've been a Ted Lundy, Bob Paisley fan. Bobby Osborne, one of the best in the country, him and Sonny. I like it all now, Country Gentleman, Charlie Waller, John Duffy. I like Hot Rise, Tim O'Brien, he's awesome. Him and Nick Foster had a brother duet. Of course, the Johnson Mountain Boys, they was my heroes, Dudley made 2 records with me, my first 2 out on Rounder. Dudley done a tenor singing on them. Dudley Connell, you've heard of him.
Tell us about the performances tomorrow night and the next night. What are we going to hear?
You're going to hear some hardcore, traditional from the hills bluegrass music with a extra oomph. We got a bass player that's unreal. He plays the acoustic electric, and his timing is precise. He can split a hair with his timing. That's how good it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, our bass man, he's a driving force behind us. I like the acoustic. This guy plays the upright, but this guy plays his acoustic electric, and it sounds like a acoustic to me, and that's what I like about it. And he can play it impeccably, you know. That's what I like.
Sounds great. Sounds like a good time. Well, again, James King Band playing tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, the Presbyterian Church in Skagway, with flamenco guitar player Paul Pinheiro. He'll be opening for you tomorrow night. And then Monday night with belly dancer Kartika Sari. She's from Indonesia. And that'll be at the Red Onion Saloon down there on 2nd and Broadway, also at 8 o'clock. So I guess we want everybody to come down there and check out some great bluegrass music.
Onion. We're going to come down and tell everybody, come on down. We'll have a good time. Ain't nobody partied with a King Band before now. We're going to have some fun.
All right. Sounds great. Well, thanks for talking to us this morning, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Hey, thanks you so much. We're looking forward to seeing you. Appreciate you.